Hey gorgeous people. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations. Your daily dose of sunshine, inspiration, and all things glow up. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another juicy topic that's going to help you level up your life, and trust me, we're talking about something super important. Prioritizing relationships and setting those boundaries, babe. Ever felt like you're running around like a headless chicken trying to please everyone? Like your calendar is booked solid with obligations, but you never really have time for the people who truly matter. Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the chaos, spread ourselves too thin, and before we know it, our relationships are suffering. But listen up, because this episode is your golden ticket to mastering those boundaries, prioritizing what matters most, and feeling amazing while doing it. First things first. Self-love, my loves. You can't pour from an empty cup. Seriously, how can you be there for others if you haven't taken care of yourself? Prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you're feeling good, you have more energy, patience, and love to give. Think about it like this. You're the CEO of your own life, babe. And just like any successful business owner, you need to invest in yourself first. Speaking of investments, let's talk about relationships. Not all relationships are created equal, right? Some people bring sunshine and rainbows into your life, while others drain your energy like a vampire at a blood drive. It's okay to be selective, honey. Focus on nurturing the connections that truly enrich your life, the ones that support you, inspire you, and make you feel good about yourself. Those are the relationships worth cherishing. Now onto those boundaries. Think of them like the invisible fences around your personal space. They're there to protect your energy, time, and emotional well-being. Saying no sometimes can be tough, but it's crucial. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or justify your decisions. A simple no thank you is all that's needed. Next up, communication. Talk it out. Don't bottle things up, honey. If something's bothering you, address it with the person involved. Be honest, direct, and respectful. Remember, healthy relationships are built on open and honest communication. And hey, if things get too heated, take a step back, breathe deep, and come back to the conversation when you're both calm and collected. Finally, don't forget about self-reflection. Take some time each week to check in with yourself. How are your relationships feeling? Are you happy with the boundaries you have in place? What can you do to improve things? Self-reflection helps you stay aware of your needs and make adjustments as needed. Let me tell you a story, babe. I used to be that girl who overcommitted herself to everyone and everything. My schedule was packed tighter than a clown car, and I was constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed. It got to the point where I was saying yes even when my inner voice screamed no. One day, I realized I was sacrificing my own happiness and well-being for others. I knew something had to change. So, I started setting boundaries. I learned to say no more often, prioritize my self-care, and focus on the relationships that truly mattered. And guess what? It was life-changing. My stress levels went down, my energy soared, and I felt so much happier. Setting boundaries wasn't about being selfish, it was about respecting myself and my time. Remember, you deserve to have healthy, fulfilling relationships that bring joy into your life. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So there you have it, love's 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your relationships and set those boundaries like a boss. Remember, self-love first, choose your tribe wisely, communicate openly and honestly, learn to say no, and take time for self-reflection. You got this, girl. Now go out there and shine bright. And before you jet off, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on setting boundaries in the comments below. What's one thing you're going to implement from today's episode? And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review if you love this episode. You know how much I love those reviews. Until next time, keep glowing up, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.